We will come now to the last session of this seminar. Tomorrow morning we will actually do something which is like a summary of everything. I will tell you something from the Shastras, from the Bhagavatam, about the power of blessings. But today I would like to just come to the last session. I want to speak about where to go, where we can get blessings. The first person, Guru Hari, you remember to send the email immediately. Yes. The first person to go to ask for blessing is the Guru, the spiritual master. We always hear this in our tradition that we should go to the spiritual master, and I don't want to talk much more about it. It was included in our seminar. The second person or second category to ask blessings is really the Vaishnavas, Guru and Vaishnavas. And we also have talked about this quite a lot. Then the third agency, blessing agency, is the holy name of Lord Krishna. You should try to get the Naam Kripa, the mercy of the holy name, by chanting it or chanting him, the name, very nice. But Prabhupada had often mentioned, besides these things, another category of where we can get blessings, and that's the holy Dham, Hare Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the benefit of going to the holy Dham? And he said, it gives one the impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. Do you understand the word impetus? Impetus is like a drive. Maybe we can ask our English editor, Tattva Vitprabhu, for some better description. Impetus? What?
I would recommend Kiyo by the dictionary.
Kiyo might have a dictionary on the computer.
Sorry, I can't think of the meaning.
Yeah, no problem. I saw a dictionary was lying here.
It's like a kind of momentum.
A momentum, that's a nice explanation, no? Momentum, it gives you like a certain, I would say in a colloquial English, it gives you a kick. The push, yes. Ein Anstoß in Deutsch, those who are German speaking. Huh? A pushing, yes, impetus, a pushing. So, therefore, you will find that Vaishnavas always try in some ways to have a connection with the holy Dham. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur created in Sridhar Mayapur. Recreated Govardhan by bringing a Govardhan, so many Govardhan Shilas, and he cemented them so that no one could steal them. it's a hill, if you could help me, it's almost as big as this this room, you know, and with big I mean including the ceiling. Almost, I would say half really. Half is a little more realistic. If I make a dividing line, yes, there where the green bag is, the beautiful green bag, from that make a dividing line, and then this half which in which I am at the present moment sitting. Huh? That big of a Govardhan hill he made. And next to it he dug two lakes which he called Syamakund and Radhakund and Syamakund. Huh? Do you know this? Yeah. Rupa Goswami, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they created such a scene in Ramakeli where they lived. They had a miniature Vrindavan there. You know, they planted trees, the typical Vrindavan trees, because they wanted to get the blessings of the holy Dham and stay at the holy Dham. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? And now before the Govardhan Hill, this recreated Govardhan Hill, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati posted a mantra which we will chant together in a few minutes. He posted that mantra. It's from the Padma Purana, as far as we know and remember. And we did take notes of this mantra. It's a very powerful mantra where blessings of the Holy Dham, in this case of Giriraj, are called for. Imagine this, only Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the potency to bring so many Govardhan Shilas. It is said when you bring Govardhan Shilas, you should leave the equal amount in weight, but in gold, where you take a Govardhan Shila. Nowadays it has become quite fashionable for all kinds of devotees to bring Govardhan Shilas from Govardhan. But we, in Prabhupada's line, do not really condone this. It is something very special to get Govardhan's mercy because he's a Brijvasi. How can you take a Brijvasi out of Vrindavan? And our Vishvatma Prabhu has a Govardhan Shila by Giriraj's mercy. You can ask him when one worships Govardhan, one gets, there is a special atmosphere around him. He creates his own atmosphere, isn't it? He creates the Vrindavan atmosphere. You can actually go for sacred pilgrimage in Vishvatma Prabhu's room if you get his permission. And you can see Giriraj with your own eyes. And you can see he has made a very special atmosphere, this Shila. For my last birthday ceremony, when I finally got around to open all the presents, I opened one little box and I saw there was a Govardhan Shila inside. And I immediately tried to find out who had given this Govardhan Shila to me. And when I found out, I said, how can you take Giriraj just like this? It is not good. How would, you know, he lives in Vrindavan. He Giriraj came to Vrindavan and he didn't want to be taken out of Vrindavan by any means. He even tricked this Pandit, you know, Pulastya Rishi, who wanted to carry him from where he came to Kashi. And when he saw Vrindavan, he just made a trick so that the Pandit would put him down on the earth and not be able to take him away. So how can you dare to take him out of Vrindavan? Please take this Giriraj and immediately bring him back to Vrindavan. It had to be done. It's not good. It's not authorized. It's not in Srila Prabhupada's line. It's not very, very genuine. Not very good. Cannot be done. Hare Krishna. So you must get the blessing of us, of your spiritual master, if you want to worship Giriraj. And you should also even obtain a blessing of a Brijvasi who lives there. When you want to take one, then it might work. But many conservative sadhus who are in Vrindavan also are highly worried that the Westerners come and they here's a nice Giriraj Shila, let me give it to birthday to my friend, you know, and then he's kept there and it's not good. So we will now, Giriraj is the greatest servant of Lord Hari, and by his mercy everything can be obtained. Now we will chant together this verse to Giriraj. We will say, Namaste Girirajaya. I offer my respectful obeisances to the most glorious hill. Sri Govardhana Namine, whose name is Govardhan. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, he destroys all our countless troubles, Paramananda Dayine, and replaces them with the highest bliss. Wonderful. This means blessing. You know, blessing means that your misery is taken away from you and bliss is given there. Please repeat after me. Fold your hands, please. Namaste.
Namaste.
Sri Rajaya.
Sri Rajaya.
Sri Govardhana Namine.
Sri Govardhana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha.
Ashesha Klesha.
Nashaya.
Nashaya.
Paramananda.
Paramananda.
Dayine.
Dayine.
Please repeat in English also. I offer my respectful obeisances to the most glorious hill,
whose name is Govardhan.
He destroys all our countless troubles and replaces them with the highest bliss. Yes. So when we want to get the blessing of Giriraj, we can do Govardhan Parikrama. Who of you has completed a full Govardhan Parikrama? Please raise your hand. Ich weiß man, nee? Ach so, ja. Please raise, I want to see. Very, very nice. Namamrita has finished several times, isn't it? Namamrita lived from 5 to 12 years, or 14 years. 15, from 5 to 15 years, 10 full years in Vrindavan. Vishakha, you have done Govardhan Parikrama? Oh. So Devi? Manjulali, you have also done? Yes? Wonderful. That's why you are so blissful. Paramananda Daini, the highest bliss is given to us. Have you done Dina Dayal?
No.
Not yet? Yeah. Why are you so blissful? You cannot understand. You. I think you did Giriraj Parikrama around the house of where Giriraj is, the guest house. Do we have Giriraj on the altar? Does anyone know? We have. That's the reason. Yes. So Giriraj is. We are asking Giriraj to remove our miseries and give us the highest bliss. This is a blessing of the Holy Dhamma, can often be felt. We have heard in studying Rupa Goswami's verses that the Holy Dhamma gives two things. One is there are two Shaktis, the Paraka Shakti, Paraka, and then the Taraka. Actually, it starts with Taraka Shakti. Taraka Shakti. It's the blessing which liberates us from our troubles. And Paraka means the blessing which attracts us more to Krishna. These are the two. If you want to know what does the blessing Shakti feel like, it's composed of Taraka and Paraka Shakti. Ah, Krishna. This is the, you know, the electric current has two charges, I believe, minus and plus, and they somehow, oh, I'm so bad in this knowledge, but somehow they change and so on. So the blessing energy is composed of Taraka Shakti and Paraka Shakti. The second personality, which in our scriptures is often mentioned as giving blessing when it comes from the whole, when it comes to the holy dam, is Yamuna Devi. Yamuna Devi is a very, very powerful agent of blessing. It says when devotees assemble at her banks, Yamuna is so satisfied that she gives them love for Krishna in their hearts. It would be nice, tomorrow I will show you a few pictures of Vrindavan so that you can feel something of this wonderful energy. Who has seen Yamuna? Very happy to see. Thank you very much. Have you taken the time to sit down at Yamuna's bank? Yes, it's very, very nice. When you do Vrindavan Parikrama, there is a place where Yamuna Devi touches Vrindavan, it's at Keshi Ghat, and there you can very easily sit down, chant your Gayatri mantra as the sun rises early in the morning, and you can get some first class experience of Krishna Bhakti in your heart. It's first class Krishna Bhakti you can get there. It's said the blessing. I remember reading in a book which has just come out about Srila Prabhupada's time in Vrindavan, that Srila Prabhupada would sometimes call together a party of Brijvasis and then make a Harinam at the bank of Yamuna. And once he put his danda in the sand and like this, and a little, what do you say, a little hill of sand. And then he danced with kajals around and he said, "We are enjoying our lives at the bank of the Yamuna." It's really wonderful, the blessings which you can get from Yamuna Devi. The third agent to get blessings from in Vrindavan is Gopeshwara Mahadev. There is a shloka by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It goes like this. Vrindavaner Patiya Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanakana Sanatana Naradetya Gopeshwarya Prema Nirupari Prapatye. And then the last line, I'm sorry, I'm at the moment a little tired, I've forgotten, but it says, "Please Gopeshwara, give us love for Krishna." It is known in all in Vrindavan that Lord Shiva has been allowed by Lord Krishna to be the Chetrapal, the guardian of the holy dham. And when you pray to him to be allowed to enter the spiritual dimension of the holy dham, he very much gives you the blessings to do so. It's a nice little temple, the Gopeshwara temple, and the priests like the devotees very much, and you can go there, just offer your most humble obeisances and ask Gopeshwara Mahadev. Then there is another personality who is very, very essential in giving your blessings to come to Krishna consciousness, is Purnamasi. Purnamasi means the Yogamaya. You can ask Purnamasi, "Please take your Mahamaya away from me and please allow me to experience the your pulling energy, not your throwing energy, where you throw me into the material illusion. Please pull me to Krishna." Then there are the different residents of Vrindavan. They are called the Brajavasis. We are always told that these Brajavasis are not in any way to be ignored. We should be kind to them, and even if they act in a way we can't understand, we should remain respectful. You must be very careful. I have a godbrother who once had a very heavy experience with Brijbasis. He had one Brijbasis. He was in a rickshaw, and when he finally arrived at the gate of the Krishna Balaram temple, the rickshaw driver demanded 20 rupees and not 15. 15 was the agreed upon price, but he wanted 20. This, by the way, happens almost at every drive. You have to, before you go in the rickshaw, you have to fix the proper price. Ranga Devi, you have also made such an experience?
I pay 60, and normally one pays 10.
Oh, you paid 60, wow. This is amazing. Yeah, they want Hare Krishna. So he wanted 5 more rupees, and he was very insistent. He wouldn't let this devotee, this godbrother of my go. So my godbrother has very good muscles, and he finally became so utterly annoyed with this very audacious rickshaw driver that he raised his fist and he gave him a blow into the face, and the rickshaw driver, it was such a heavy blow that he fell on the ground. You are laughing because you're young, and young people laugh about everything, but this is absolutely not something to laugh about. The godbrother said for 20 years he experienced the most difficult time of his life as a result, because he had hit a Brijbasi. You can never do this. You know, you have to somehow learn. Better is to pay your 50 extra rupees, Ranga Devi, than make a scene and do some offense. The best is, of course, before you enter the rickshaw, you say, "Okay, what is the price?" You get some informations, and then he will say, he will immediately know you are a new person to Vrindavan, so he will say smilingly, 250 rupees for a ride which is only, I don't know, I rarely go with, I mean, I rarely pay. That's, what is this, Radharaman to Krishna Balaram temple, how much do we pay? I forgot. What?
20 rupees.
20 rupees we pay, yes. Modern price is 20 rupees. It used to be 5 rupees, but now the rupees inflated, so it is 20 rupees. And then you just make sure. So he has said 250, and you have said 20. You don't go into the rickshaw before he has accepted your price. Yes. You say, okay, no need to go with your rickshaw. I go with a paka rickshaw, and you go to some other, and then he will come. No, it's fine. I must. 35 rupees. Now you say 20, not more, not less. And when he finally says,
okay.
then you can sit there, and then you have the money ready, and when you get out, you put it on the seat and say, goodbye! And this is how to do it. But if you come in a dilemma, better you pay some extra money before you create some problems with Brijbasis. Another powerful place to ask for blessings is the trees and the dust of Vrindavan. I like so much. You can go to every tree in Vrindavan and asked him for Krishna Bhakti. It's authorized. Prabhupada has also, I read some quotations in Mahanidhi Maharaj's book Appreciating Vrindavan, where there are also quotes by Srila Prabhupada. Yes, yes. They are not ordinary persons. It's a very extraordinary. It says, cross the ocean of the illusory potency Maya. Cross the ocean of spiritual life, known as the Supreme Brahman. Again and again, drink from the splendid ocean of the Supreme Person's bliss. And then cross beyond it. Go beyond Brahman. Enter the splendid, pure nectar ocean of pure love for Lord Krishna. And then enter the splendid island in the middle of that ocean. There devote your life to the service of charming Vrindavan. So my suggestion to you is, when you have finished your studies in all earnestness, please make a plan to somehow increase the content in your money bag and then drive to Vrindavan. That is a very good place to obtain blessings in your spiritual life. But be careful to not commit offense. This is what I wanted to say. Now we have 5 more minutes. What to do if someone asks you, please give your blessings? Has this ever happened to you? That someone came to you and said, please give me your blessings. Vishwatma, this has happened to you?
Sometimes,
yes. Jagatera Hare, someone
has.
Sometimes devotees come to us and ask, give us your blessings. Now, what do you do then? It's very important. We are supposed to be Brahmanas, we are supposed to be Vaishnavas, we are supposed to give blessings. How do we do this? Do we just put our hand? It feels foolish, isn't it? How do we give blessings? Sudevi, you know everything. It's a good question, isn't it?
I say, what power do I have to give blessings?
So you say, your answer is, no, I don't give blessings.
No,
you say, so okay, you say, I can't give blessings. Is it true?
I could go in front of the deities and just say, oh Krishna, please bless this devotee.
Here is one very nice, watch our devotee, Radhika Raman. Oh, is your name Radhika Raman?
Ramapriya.
Very good also. Ramapriya Prabhu says, I can't give blessings, but the Lord can give blessings. But it seems something you can do. You go to the deity and pray. So you're doing something. Will Krishna hear you? He will hear you. Achar, watch this very carefully. Ramapriya said a moment ago he can't give blessing. Now he says it is possible because Krishna will hear him and Krishna's heart will melt by Ramapriya's sincere prayers and then Krishna will give him blessings. That is what Ramapriya says. Good. Thank you very much. I am very convinced of this myself, Ramapriya. You have spoken something which is in my notes. How do you do this? Give blessings. Bhadra Devi. I'm very sorry. It depends. They say, I just want to be a better devotee. then you do Vajrama Priya. You are not sure if you can personally bless, so you go to someone where you are sure, and that is Krishna. Anything else? We are priests, some of us are priests, we are monks. So we can't give blessings directly, but we can go to our Lord and ask Him if He can give blessings. This is how far the discussion has come. Here is a hand.
A few hours ago, I wonder what happened today.
Yeah.
I cannot give you blessings, but is it my best wishes?
You said, I cannot give you blessings, but you have my best wishes. Now, your best wishes, is this good or is this not good for you? Is it beneficial or not beneficial?
Best wishes is
something auspicious. Definitely something auspicious is there. My dear devotees, the reason why I'm asking you, I will soon become normal again. I want to challenge your thoughts a little bit. How far is it possible for us to give blessings? We are supposed to be Vaishnavas and we should go to the Vaishnavas to get blessings. I want to make sure that when you leave the seminar that you know what to do or what not to do. You will know. There will be devotees who hear the tapes. And you have heard the tapes, and there will be someone who comes to you, give me your blessing. What will you do? Best wishes we have now. And I have asked, is it worth something? And he said, yes, it's auspicious. I'm very sorry to make you uncomfortable, because who will say in the world, yes, but my wishes are extremely beneficial? Who will say this? We can't say this.
Maybe one can also see it like this, that if a devotee is asking for blessings, then he is in need of something. And as the servant of the servant, one can just go to Krishna and ask him that he may give to this devotee what he needs.
So here, when a devotee is in asking blessing, he is obviously in need of something. I should be ready as a servant of the servant, that means a servant of the devotee, to give the devotee what he wants. So I will go to Krishna and ask him. Tina.
Pray to Krishna that what is good for me, even though I wish, please don't let it happen if it's not good.
So you ask the other devotee, please pray to Krishna that Krishna gives me what is good for me and does not give me what is not good for me, although I may desire this out of my ignorance. Yes. What is your good name?
Rupa Manjari.
Rupa Manjari, yes, please.
When the devotee is asking me for blessings, then I have the feeling that you are giving blessings to come from Rupa Manjari. That means I can give to that person, and that means that I pray for that person.
Rupa Manjari has given a very nice answer. He says, when someone comes to ask me for blessings, then I feel I can give blessings by the mercy of the parampara. The blessings come through me and I can pray for the blessings to come through me to the person. I feel this is very, very much in the line of Srila Prabhupada's arrival prayer. When he came to the West, he was in the position to give blessings. But if you read the arrival prayer, he feels himself very, very inadequate, incapable, inadequate, huh? And he says, please, my Lord, I'm only a puppet in your hand. Make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you wish. There's also he also prayed to his spiritual master to empower him. So I feel as genuine Vaishnavas, especially those of us who are Brahminically initiated, but also the others, we can bless, give blessings, but not our own blessings. We can deliver the blessings of our spiritual master, which means we must be properly connected. Prabhupada would always request his disciples, they must act properly to represent him properly, to be proper representatives. He has, requested us to act as representatives. He even, but he has cautioned us that we don't think it's our own power which works. I would like to tell that you a good way to give blessings in that regard. Give blessings and not give give your own blessings, so to say. You can, when a person asks you to give blessings, or if you feel there is a person who needs some impetus and some pushing in his spirit and his or her spiritual life, you can go deeply into your heart, enter the core of the lotus flower of your heart, and muster up a prayer and good wishes for that person. You should pray for him, and that Krishna may help him. And you should offer your, you should say, I'm in your mind. You should say, I'm only the humble servant of my spiritual master, and of this wonderful parampara. I try to be connected as much as possible, and I do hope that Krishna hears my prayers and fulfills my the good wishes for that person. There's a tremendous energy in these prayers and good wishes, and I wanted to tell you of an experiment which was done in the American in America. There was an experiment done with a clinic of terminally ill patients. Do you know what this is? Terminally ill patients. They are meant to die, and there was a group of patients who were willing to engage in that, in this experiment. And there was a group of people who prayed regularly for these patients, and tremendous. There was a group of terminally ill patients, the same type of terminally ill patients, for whom there was no group who prayed. And I mean, it was so remarkable, the difference. Some of the group to whom, for whom there was a prayer done, they were so, they had less pain, they lived longer, and some of them even became healthy. And the group of terminally ill patients, when no one prayed for, they were in a very difficult situation, in a very downtrodden position, and they died like it's normal. So then the ones who conducted the experiment thought, ha ha, placebo effect. The patients who have someone praying for them, they imagine in their mind everything will be better. That's why they become better. It's a placebo effect. So another experiment was done, which was questioned later as to its moral integrity. The experiment was so that in that same hospital, two other groups were selected. One group was patients for whom a group of praying people prayed without their knowledge. They didn't know, these patients, that someone would pray for them. And another was a group for whom no one prayed. So the placebo effect in group A was not possible to work. You follow? Because they couldn't imagine. And also, my dear devotees, for whom prayer was done, although they did not know that there was a group who prayed for them, they improved drastically and became very well. So this shows us that prayer and good, these were ordinary people who prayed for them. They were not chanting 16 rounds, not following four rules and regulations, not following a Vaishnava line of thought and so on, but still their prayer was so effective that they cured the people. So please know, when someone asks you for blessings, don't say, I can't give blessings, I can't pray for anyone, I'm useless. It's good that you feel like that, but it's not objectively true. You can pray to Krishna, and humbly you can wish all the best for that person from your heart. Don't do like, I give you my blessing, like in the Hollywood movie, you know, and then some golden light is coming. That is not, that's Hollywood. But in your, go in your heart and search your heart for good wishes for that person, and then it will help if you consider yourself a servant of the parampara, and in this way, if you are connected with the line through which blessing comes into this world. Yes.
What is to pray for the person, to make him pray? What is more powerful? Sometimes, you know, you ask, can you pray for me? And the person will answer, yes, I can pray for you to make you pray.
Well, these are all witty statements about amongst ashram residents, you know. So, see, no one, when someone says, please pray for me, I mean, our devotees are often so superficial. No, I don't want to make Vaishnava Bharat, but they are not thinking so deeply about it. You should say, I should pray for you. Why don't you pray for yourself?
I would pray Krishna to make you pray. Why should I pray for you? Why don't you pray for yourself?
Yeah, but that is, you can't make Krishna your a part of your mental trips, you know. No, you should ask. So you don't want to pray for yourself? And then the devotee will say, he will start off, first of all, he will think, this person is very serious. And he will be forced to think, I personally feel we should pray for others. It's not so nice for a devotee to go, my dear Lord, please help me. You know, it doesn't come so easy from the mouth of a proper devotee. So it's all right to pray for others. And you can say, well, please understand, when you enter the realm of blessings and prayers, don't do it as mental trips, you know. You have to see, is it a serious concern which is there? And if the person is very, very serious, he sincerely requests that you pray for him, then I think it's all right if you do so. But only if you have convinced yourself that he's not doing it because he's too lazy to pray, but he's doing it because he feels ashamed to ask Krishna for blessings himself, then you can do.
Actually, I read in a magazine back to Rotterdam a long time ago, and I was just, you know,
top of my mind now, so I was trying to understand the relationship, what you've been saying.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I can make myself understood. If someone says, "Please pray for me," and you say, almost in an angry mood, "Why don't you pray for yourself?" Okay, I will pray for you. I will pray to Krishna that you pray for yourself. That is not something to be taken serious virtually. You know, that's some. Relationship issues are going on there. But if someone sincerely wishes that you pray for them, then you should definitely pray for them.
I was saying, I can pray for you actually, but I pray Krishna to make you pray. I mean, it will be more powerful if I just ask Krishna, please help this to come close to you and, you know, offer you with all his heart, you know, and very
great.
That's what he meant.
Wonderful. Yes, that's a very good concept.
Maybe I should make myself
something. It's clear now. Thank you. Yes. Please don't run away from giving blessings, but give them right. Either you pray, like our Radhika Raman has said, Rama Priya Prabhu has said, you pray for the person. You can also pray that he starts his life of prayer. Or you just connect yourself with Srila Prabhupada and just say the good wishes, the blessings. I am convinced that I am in this movement because there are the blessings of some devotees on my head. They wished well for me. They wished that I overcame and overcome the difficulties on the path. It said even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were initiated, do you remember? Mahaprabhu asked the Vaishnavas were all requested to bless the initiates. And here in your Radha Desh, there was an initiation ceremony just recently, and several devotees have wished well for the devotee who was initiated, and he felt very blessed. He said it was a very, very sacred occasion. He felt the blessings of the community were with him on his journey back home, back to Godhead. He had this experience. He felt very uplifted. Good. Thank you very, very, very much for being so kind. I want to now invite all of you to come for the community evening at 7:30. That's in 1 hour. We will show very nice slides of Kanai Natashala. It will not be very long. And we will again see our theater play, because I think the devotees will appreciate it. And that means that our talented theater group, the Radha Gopinath drama troupe, please get ready. Maybe Kai, you can find Gopeshwari and tell her to be ready. And then my suggestion is that you have already the chairs all ready, and then we play this for the pleasure of Gopinath. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Gopinatha ki, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Gaur.